I'm Jake Turner. Coming up, director Mark Webb injects freshness in the romantic comedy genre as he gets Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Zooey Deschanel together in 500 Days of Summer. Break up or move in together? The Red Box has the answer. "500 Days of Summer". Okay, so we have had enough of the romantic comedies lately. The Ugly Truth. We got this new film, Going the Distance, coming out pretty soon here. I mean, I'm just tired of it all. The Bounty Hunter, oh, just don't even get me started on that. We are now introduced to a fresh breath of air here called 500 Days of Summer. This is directed by Mark Webb, who's going to be doing the new Spider-Man film next year. Okay, so we got stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Zooey Deschanel. Levitt plays Tom Hansen. He's a greeting card writer here for this big-time company here. We also introduced Summer Finn here. Summer is played by Deschanel. She's the new administrative assistant at the greeting card company. Tom realizes right from the start, it's love at first sight, he's in love. But the thing that I love about Webb here and Michael H. Weber's screenplay is that she's not. Summer does not believe in relationships or boyfriends or anything like that. But Tom tries his hardest, to try and get with Summer here and get a relationship started here. They do get one started. And it involves, you know, going out a lot of times, making love, going out to parties and all that stuff, and dealing with real life situations here. So as it continues on here, though, he starts to meet up with all these other guys here. Levitt is kind of annoyed by this at the start here. He kind of feels like that Summer is playing him here. And we also get introduced to Chloe Moretz here. She's Tom's adolescent sister, Rachel. She's kind of like the voice of reason to Tom all the time here because he tries to get advice here from his best friends, Mackenzie and Paul here. One's played by the guy from Criminal Minds, Matthew Gray Goober. But they're not really giving him the answers that he needs here. So he goes across his 11-year-old sister to help him out with Summer here. Summer just doesn't want anything to do with it. She doesn't want a relationship. He wants one. He even believes that this is the one. This is the one he's supposed to be married to. Now, ironically, this happens beyond 500 days here. So that basically a year and maybe a quarter, he's with Summer here. That's why it's called 500 Days of Summer. The great thing about Mark Webb here is that he kind of brings characters' feelings through animation here. He kind of does a kind of artistic rendition of certain scenes here, which I really appreciated. He also keeps it realistic here because there are relationships out there where one is not in love with the other, one is extremely in love with the other. We saw a movie back then that was called Just Friends here. Now that was a screwball, silly comedy that was actually funny here, but it had the same plot to it. This one does it more meticulously. It's actually very well done because it doesn't go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, it goes to like day 47, day 60, day 105, day 247, then back to day 92 or something. Because you're trying to see the ups and downs of the relationship here. And you're also kind of in like in a mystery here that why doesn't Summer like Tom? Why does Tom want to be with Summer here? Because you see at times here that Summer's just not interested in what Tom does here. They're not interested in one another at times here. And I mean, even though he just keeps trying to be in love with her, it's just not working out for Summer here. It's a realistic shot here. For people out there who believe that love doesn't exist, you know what? In this film, it shows that because love is created in your way only. If you create love in your way only, like Gordon-Levitt did in this movie, then you're going to go through the same situation as he did. But if you go through it creating it in a realistic way and you need to play it off and you need to get to know each other a lot more, then you will like this. This is for a film for anybody out there who doesn't believe in love, who does believe in love and wants to bring it in its own way here. Mark Webb does a magnificent job in this. And this is the best romantic comedy that I have seen since When Harry Met Sally. I'm not kidding you. It was that good. The performances are terrific. They're authentic. You get feelings of it. You actually realize that this could actually happen to you. But you also, at the same time, it also makes you think here because it can have shots on your real life only. And it does on Tom's life. Go see this movie. I can't tell you anymore. You need to realize this movie and enjoy it here. Some people called this awful. I'm like, if you think this is awful, then you must have thought The Ugly Truth was amazing here, because this is a bittersweet touch at life here. This is how life is nowadays. So get used to it. It's a great film. I loved it from beginning to finish. I would watch it again. 500 Days of Summer, go buy it. Go see it. Must see. I'm Jake Turner. You can find all my reviews at jtsfilmsession.wordpress.com.